This podcast is brought to you by All Family Pharmacy. This is your family pharmacy where you can get ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, antibiotics, and even your daily meds, all online. Go to allfamilypharmacy.com/Howie and use code Howie10 to save 10% right now. That's allfamilypharmacy.com/Howie and use code Howie10.
Dare we speak Merry Christmas? How dare we?
The Grinch hated Christmas the whole Christmas season.
The radical left wanted to get rid of the word Christmas. I said, I don't think that's going to work out. And we did it, and now everybody's saying Merry Christmas again.
You know, the only way it's going to be a white Christmas this year at the non-white Christmas party is if Lamar Cook makes his $85,000 bail.
Live from the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Studio, it's Howie Carr.
The FBI said last night, we got him. And I'm reminded of the old joke about the Lone Ranger and Kemosabe being surrounded by the Indians. And the Lone Ranger says, well, Kemosabe, it looks like we're all done. We're surrounded. And Tonto says, what do you mean we, Kemosabe? The cops? It was a homeless guy.
This is your FBI.
Actually, the FBI didn't do a bad job. It's the locals in Rhode Island and Providence that really have egg on their face, despite their glad hand. You would have thought they won the Super Bowl last night. Pitiful. Anyway, we're going to get to that in just a minute. We have so many sound cuts to play, so much to get through here. But first, a programming note. Our last hour tonight, every year for the last 5+ years, the last hour I'm on that in the calendar year, which is going to be 5 to 6. We like to have a charity hour. We like to finish out the year by giving something back. And this year we're co-sponsored by All Family Pharmacy. I'm going to be joined by one of the guys from All Family Pharmacy. And here's how it's going to work. I'm just giving you a heads up to get ready for it. Callers call in and tell why we should give to their favorite 501c3 charity. That means it's incorporated with the Internal Revenue Service as a charity. Also, it must have an online payment option so the mailroom manager is not up all night writing checks, some of which end up getting sent back, returned to sender. Howie Carr Show will donate $100 to everybody who's approved, and it's pretty easy to get approved. And All Family Pharmacy will match our donation. So that's 3 hours from now. So about three hours and 20 minutes because we got to do the chump light. It's about 5:20 Eastern time if you're live. So stand by, and I hope if your charity's ready, we can get you through and you can get $200. 844-500-4242. First, great texts or messages are already coming in. 603, I find it astonishing that the extra space storage facility in Salem, New Hampshire, had a better camera system than Brown University. There's so many good points here about what's been going on. We've been playing cuts from the Providence Police Department chief, or they call him Colonel Oscar Perez. And normally when we put this stuff up on Instagram or TikTok, you could subtitle everything. But the subtitling refuses to subtitle Oscar Perez because they can't understand him. It's a computer system, and they can't understand this guy. He's speaking in broken English. He makes Yuri Bukanik look like a Rhodes Scholar speaking the King's English. But it was just such a mess, this whole thing. And again, the case was cracked by a homeless guy who was living in the basement. And he was he was a Brown University graduate living in the basement. And he was more observant than any of the cops, any of the security people, any of the administrators at Brown University, any of the politicians from the governor and the mayor and the attorney general on down, it was a, dare I say it, bomb. It was a homeless bomb who cracked the case. And this, and you know, let's start out and I apologize to the AI people who tried to translate this, but we're going to start out with Oscar Perez, the colonel of the Providence Police Department, Cut 5.
The community stepped up. It was all about groundwork, public assistance, interviews of individuals, and good old-fashioned policing. That is the type of police work that every police officer in this nation reminds themselves of, and that many do not understand. And that is critical, critically important, and often succeeds where technology alone cannot. We looked at financial records, we looked at video footages, and in the specific incident, it was actually a video that provided us with a description of a vehicle.
That after the bomb tipped you off.
Through a tip that was received to the tip center. That room was packed with detectives, agents receiving calls on a daily basis. We started early and left late.
It was all about not legwork, it was about groundwork and public assistance. Is Colonel Perez on welfare? He said he was getting public assistance. And the video footages, plural, the video footages. 844-500-4242. So here's a reporter. The reporters, they got bolder as the days went on, as well they should have. This is one of the Providence reporters to Colonel. Don't call him Chief. Don't call him El Jefe. He's a coronel. Cut 16.
Why did it take a citizen to notice a suspicious person right next to Brown University and not the police? And also, how long was the vehicle parked where it was? And was it days, hours, minutes?
It appeared to be days as far as the evidence. Why would a civilian observe that to be suspicious? It's a great point. And I like the fact that you're mentioning that and bringing that up. That's what we should all be doing, right? And it's just personality. Some people are more interested in finding out what others are doing. In this particular case, this person decided that he wanted to, and I'm glad he did.
Shouldn't the police be interested in that? Not citizens, that's
what I'm saying. In the back.
Shouldn't the police be interested in this and not just some homeless bum who's living in the basement? And by the way, keep saying, we cracked this case through the video footage. You know who told you to check out the gray car that he thought was a rental? And by the way, how the hell did he know it was a rental? I couldn't have picked out a rental. But he knew it was a rental. And why didn't the cops figure this out? And now we're going to have a moment of non-political correctness from Attorney General Naranjo. And he's going to say something. Listen to what he says, and you're going to see, if your ears are attuned to wokeness, you're going to see something that Trump would never be allowed to say. Cut 17.
They had a interaction in the bathroom in Barris and Holly. So, you know,
that's the building, the physics building.
Promise Police is obviously not going to patrol Barris and Holly. That's a question for Brown and their police department. So they had an interaction there, and then our citizen, followed him out, because to him, as he explained it to us, this guy did not belong there, and so that's why he followed him out.
This guy did not belong there? A Democrat said that?
You better watch your microaggressions, bro.
Like, man, no human being is illegal, man. Everybody belongs everywhere, even if they're killing people, man, especially if they're foreigners and they came in on the diversity visa, man. God, 844-500-4242. How about this is the guy from WJR, Dan Janik, talking to Christina Paxson, the pathetic $3.1 million president of Brown University, about the lack of cameras in the building. And again, she doesn't want to answer these questions about the cameras because we still have no answer whether they turned off the cameras at the request of the George Soros groups in the fall, which has been suspected. They asked Brown University to turn off the cameras because they were afraid that they were going to catch somebody just like this killer, a foreigner who had no business being in this country, although he did have a diversity lottery visa. Cut 23.
And this is my follow-up, Madam President, if you'd say at the podium. Mm. Yes, video played a big role in this case. The neighbor's video, the rental car video, but not the video from the building that he walked in freely both before when he got in the confrontation and when he came back in and decided to kill people. You didn't have cameras in that building. Just say it so we could get this over. And my next question is, will you put
then,
cameras,
you
in,
follow-up.
Will
yeah.
you put the cameras in the building?
Yeah.
We walk here with that bill.
Yeah, you know, I think we need to look back. We'll look at everything that is done, but I do not think a lack of cameras in that building it had anything to do with what happened there. And we will go forward.
Maybe it didn't have anything to do with what happened there, but maybe if you'd have had a camera and you could have gotten a look at the guy, maybe the professor at MIT that was shot to death in Brookline a couple of nights later, he might still be alive. Is that possible? I know it's easy to second guess everybody, but still. 844-500-40. What did he say? What did he say, according to Attorney General Navarro? Naranjo, I should say. Naranjo. What did he say? Did he say Allahu Akbar? Cut 18.
I don't know any more today than what I told you yesterday, or the day before. There are some witnesses who said he said nothing. There are some that say he made a barking noise. Don't ask me. I don't know why. And that's it. There is no other spoken word beyond that we are aware of as we stand before you tonight. And we have spoken to everybody that we have been able to locate who's been inside that building.
He made a barking noise? There's another prominent Democrat who's been known to make barking noises. 18A.
Oh, 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 you know?
Does Hillary Clinton have an alibi? 844-500-4242. We'll take your calls. We got so many cuts to play here. And we have we also have an excellent police story out of the richest community in Rhode Island, East Greenwich, where a Democrat politician was lugged for drunk driving. We got some real good sound cuts from the "Do You Know Who I Am" school of body cams. We'll play
those.
Do
you know who I am?
Try not to let it destroy your faith in the integrity of the Democrat Party, not to mention the sobriety of the Democrat Party. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return. Howie Carr is back.
The miracle of life is a gift that every baby deserves because every life is precious. That's why we have partnered with Preborn Pregnancy Network to help rescue babies through donations from listeners like you. Any amount will help. All gifts are tax deductible and 100% of your donation will go to saving babies. Please join us. To donate securely, go to preborn.com/Howie. That's preborn.com/Howie. Jared, what is the poll? Oh, I should say that it's come out this week that the establishment on Beacon Hill, the Democrats, are going crazy. Apparently, the business groups have gotten enough signatures to put a referendum question on the ballot next year, a couple of them actually. But the one that's really the most important, I think, is they want to cut the income tax rate from the current 5% to 4%. and they're going nuts. And, you know, there's a question whether the legislature would go along with it. The taxes have been cut before, and it took 20 years to get through the actual cuts. They don't allow the legislative audit. But it really puts the pressure on them to have this on the ballot next year. So, Jared, what is the poll question, and what are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is in 2026 Massachusetts election, will you vote for the referendum question to cut Massachusetts income tax from 5% to 4%? Yes, no, or undecided?
Yes, or I would if I was still a registered voter of Massachusetts. Yes, I would.
97% of the audience says yes, 2% say no, and 1% is undecided. You can still check the box, 2%.
You know, that's true. You know what? You can still check the box. I don't see why this is a big deal. If you don't want to pay, if you don't want to pay at the lower rate, just keep checking the box. No one's going to stop you from checking the box. Massachusetts and Arkansas, the two states in the union that allow you to automatically pay a higher income tax rate.
That's the only box that gets less use than not guilty in Norfolk County.
844-500-4242. So I want to ask you about here's another cut from Christina Paxson from Brown, the president, the $3.1 million president of Brown University. She knows nothing. Cut 21.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really good question. I think we're going to have to look back and say, you know, we don't know how this person got in. We don't know when they came in. We do know that the building was unlocked that day for exams, and that's something we're going to have to look into.
You know, I didn't major in criminology in college. I didn't go to the academy, but, you know, my theory, Inspector Carr's theory on this, if the doors were unlocked, that's probably how he got in. What do you think, Jared? What do you think of my theory?
The principles of detection agree.
I suspect no one. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
You know, Howie, during their self-congratulatory tour, they never mentioned the names of the victims. You know, they never said their names. I don't get it. I mean, show some respect. These are people. These aren't victims. You know what? They never mentioned that these are real people.
Yeah. You know what? You're right, David. They should have mentioned their names, and you know, and not just the two in Providence, but the one in Brookline as well. Thanks for the call, David. Donna, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Donna.
Hi, Howie. How are you? Thanks for
Good.
Taking my call. Two things. The first one is I think there's supposed to be a $50,000 reward.
Correct.
For finding this monster.
Yes.
Well, I do believe that it should be given to the homeless man. And
I do, too. I don't know who they're talking about that he may get a portion of it. Who else would get it? They'd still be spinning their wheels if he hadn't gone on to Reddit. And then he went to the cops voluntarily. They didn't seek him out. He went to them.
Exactly. And my other point is Brown University should give this man room and board.
Right. Give him, let him give him his own bathroom. You know, they probably redesigned all the buildings to have all these unisex bathrooms, or at least a male, female, and other, or questioning. Give him his own damn bathroom, and don't put it in the basement either. He needs a window. 844-500-4242. We'll be back with more of your calls on this. So many more sound cuts. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Studio, it's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Not too late to get my book, Mass Corruption, Volume 1, The Cops. You can get an autographed copy if you go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on store. And you can also get a regular unautographed copy. And if you're getting concerned now about we're getting down to the final days, you can go to Amazon. You can get the same book there. And they're saying on their website that they still guarantee it's going to be there 3 days before Christmas, which means Monday. So maybe they have a better delivery system. I can't guarantee that they would have a better delivery system, Amazon, than the Howie Carr Radio Network. But if you really want to be sure to get delivery before the holiday, before Christmas Day, go to Amazon.com and check it out. Mass Corruption, Volume 1, The Cops. It's great. 844-500-4242. One more programming note here. We've decided at in the third hour, we're going to do the Chump Line at 4 o'clock, not at 5 o'clock, at 4 o'clock, the live broadcast. And after the Chump Line, we're going to do Police Blotter Facts Friday. So in other words, the third hour of the show today is going to be what the fourth hour usually is, and that'll give us the whole fourth hour for the charity hour. And anyone who calls in from a 501c3 charity, registered charity, can get a $100 donation from the Howie Carr Radio Network and a matching donation from the allfamilypharmacy.com. So stand by. We're going to shift things around a little bit today. 844-500-4242. So they asked Perez and the Attorney General if he too was a bomb. Cut 24.
I'm hearing from sources that the person that identified the shooter happened to be a homeless person that either lived around or inside that Barris and Holly building. Can you confirm more about this person for us? And then I have a follow-up for President Paxson.
I'll tell you, there was a person that was pretty attentive about his surroundings. I'll tell you, there was a person that was very cooperative and helpful to this investigation. And I'll tell you that he was a great individual that actually assisted us in getting us to this point where we're at. I'll tell you that. He was, yes.
Yeah, I have to say, he was incredibly articulate and
more articulate than the colonel.
Would not or only you. Have been credible, it would have been persuasive. He was as outstanding a witness as I've seen, and he deserves a lot of credit. You know, recognizing there's a gunman on the loose, that the gunman knows he had this interaction with him, and he didn't. Once he knew that we were looking for his help, I mean, he came forward within an hour, and that person deserves a tremendous amount of credit. I don't know whether he's going to get the reward or not, but if I had a vote, he would.
Well, you're the Attorney General. I would say, you know, you have a fairly significant say in whether he gets the 50 Gs. I like the colonel, too. He was pretty authentic about his surroundings. Speak English! You understand American? 844-500-4242. So let's have a little bit more of Colonel Perez. Cut 14.
So yeah, obviously I had mentioned at the last press conference that it was a person that we wanted to speak with. The work of the video collections that we had led us to identify that there was a person that actually encountered this individual. So it corroborated everything that we saw. We saw a person of interest. We saw that there was a vehicle involved, and this person came in, broke the case in the sense that explained to us exactly what we thought we had seen and put that individual at the crime scene. Obviously, that was the break, because we knew we were in the right direction to ensure that we were going after this individual, obviously took his life.
Again, I don't want to engage in too much Monday morning quarterbacking, but did they know anything about the rented gray vehicle until the homeless guy came forward? I don't think they did. They keep talking, well, we've corroborated that this vehicle was there. I don't know where the information came from except from the homeless guy. Dennis, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dennis.
All right, Howie. Everybody, break open the saddlebags and buy Howie's book. Your coverage of the shooting in Brown University is excellent. It's the best. And in America, we have to pull affirmative action and race quotas out by the roots. The bonehead psycho killer rents out a vehicle in his name, shows you how stupid he is. It's reminiscent of the 93 bombing at the Trade Center, where one of the terrorist bombers actually went back to the rental agency and wanted his deposit back for the van. I mean, did they ask him where the van was? The thing was blown up in the basement of the towers. Affirmative action has destroyed so much in this country. And unfortunately, in law enforcement, look at it. The two cases with Trump out in Utah with Charlie Kirk, with the rooftops not being covered, and the bungling morons. Always remember this. The Keystone cops were just acting. These officers in Providence, Rhode Island, were not acting.
Thanks for the call, Dennis. 844-500-4242. One more cut from Perez. And again, we've got it. Should I put my phone? Would it be better if I put the phone translator on, the one that they use the cops now when they're interviewing, when they're doing talking to illegal aliens who've just used a machete on their fiancés?
Maybe we should all put Chico. When we went Chico.
Here he is again. Cut six.
And it goes without saying that I would like to personally thank the efforts again of the Providence Police Department, the Rhode Island State Police, the Rhode Island Attorney General, the FBI, the ATF, HSI, the U.S. Marshals, IRS, DEA, Secret Service, and NCIS. There is no way that we could have done this by ourselves. In this nation, when horrific incidents like this happen, law enforcement steps up. Thank you very much.
Law enforcement steps up, or homeless bums living in the basement step up? You notice one law enforcement agency he didn't mention? ICE. I'm just guessing he doesn't like ICE in a big way. Patrick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Patrick.
Hey, Howie. One of the things they pointed out about the first guy they pulled in for questioning was that he was an Army veteran, and that he was a member of the honor guard that is stationed at Arlington National Cemetery. One of the things that those guys are the models of the United States Army. By regulation, they have to have a waist that's no larger than 30 inches. So looking at the actual shooter, his legs were thicker than 30 inches. So if they had actually taken a description of the actual killer, they would not have wasted 18 hours plus clearing the first guy, and they might very well have saved that MIT professor's life.
You know what, Patrick? That is a really good point you're making. But you know what I think the problem is that you're a veteran, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so you knew that. I mean, when you look up at that stage, those guys that were there day after day after day, including the female president, I'm going to say there were zero veterans in that group of people, right?
I would say. But I ran it. I confirmed my memory by just running a quick AI check.
Yeah.
And I found that answer in less than 30 seconds.
Yeah. So, in other words, that guy, as soon as they got the first picture of the guy with the beer belly, they should have ruled that guy out. They should have ruled that first guy, the guy from Wisconsin, out, and then just went on about it. Thank you, Patrick. That is a really good point. So this, let's go back to Janik again, talking to the president about how, maybe they could, if they'd had some cameras, or if they did have cameras and they're not telling us, maybe if they had had the cameras turned on despite what George Soros wanted them to do, maybe they could have saved the life of the professor at MIT. Cut 22.
There were no cameras in this building. And law enforcement, some that are standing up behind you, have said if Brown had cameras in that part of the building, we would have gotten this guy. And it may have stopped this swirling action. Can you answer that question for me?
Well, I don't think we have said the locations of cameras at Brown.
But there's no cameras in that building, because why would they take it from a rental car agency?
We have 1,200 cameras at Brown.
But not in that building.
We have some in that building. It's a large complex. And I think what you would see is the video evidence in this case, from my perspective, I'm not a law enforcement agent, has been incredibly helpful. the moving of the person around the neighborhood, those video images, they helped craft this case. So I think video was important. And as the Attorney General explained at a recent press conference, this individual was not spending his time on the Brown campus. He came into a building on the edge of the campus. He left. He was in the neighborhoods. The investigation focused on the neighborhoods. The video was there. And that was really, really instrumental in cracking the case.
The stories keep changing, don't they? And, you know, a follow-up question. I know it was a crazy scene, you know, live national TV and all that. But, you know, one follow-up question for maybe for later. Were there cameras in the building and you just have turned them off at the behest of the ACLU and La Raza and the Democrat Party? Do you think maybe that was a mistake to turn off the surveillance cameras? 844-500-4242. The holidays are here. Family, travel, parties, and of course the time when everyone seems to catch something. That is why I want to tell you about All Family Pharmacy. They make it easy to stay healthy and prepared without ever leaving your home. Just go to allfamilypharmacy.com/Howie. Order online and a licensed physician reviews it. Once approved, your medication ships right to your door. Whether you are looking for ivermectin, I took two today myself, antibiotics, or your daily maintenance medications, they have you covered. Everything is quick, safe, and private. With so much going around this time of year, it just makes sense to stay prepared. You don't want to be sick. Take care of yourself and your family and save 10% with code Howie. Visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Howie and stay healthy this holiday season. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return. Howie Carr is back.
A1 says, how about a no masks on campus policy, just like no guns on campus? That's a very good suggestion. But of course, we have to worry about the pandemic. What about the pandemic that came out of a wet market, not caused by the red Chinese, because they're our friends, because they're communists?
We had a collaboration with some Chinese scientists.
Limerick guy says, hey, Pax, and all the video coverage of the shooter you're bragging about was from doorbell cameras, you stupid idiot. Yeah, she is so bad. She should be gone. I think she will be gone. 844-500-4242. I'm just looking here. Cut 20 from a reporter.
Patrick Morgan, Coalition Radio. I'll throw this out to all of you, but with particular regards to the Brown University president. A recurring theme for the last few days has been an outreach, ultimately successful, to the people of Rhode Island and the people of New England to track this individual down. While at the same time, we've got this sort of passive-aggressive criticism of individuals who are being actively asked to engage via social media, who are wildly spreading rumors, some of which could have possibly emanated anywhere than law enforcement. And I do have a follow-up. So would anyone like to respond to that? I mean, it's kind of condescending to a lot of people. I know, Governor Kia, that you're confused. That's not uncommon. But the...
No, it's not. I know, Governor McKee, you're confused, but that's not uncommon. Yeah, he is he has almost as low an approval rating as Governor Tim Walz does. And we'll have some sound on the situation in Minnesota, by the way. 844-500-4242. I'm glad they caught this guy, but you know, again, this is a problem again with the borders being open. You know, they let this guy, they have these this diversity lottery. This is more insanity from Ted Kennedy. You know, this the diversity lottery was set up to supposedly, Kennedy and some of the other Irish members of Congress, Democrats, wanted this diversity lottery to get more Irish people to come into the country. But it got pretty much hijacked, and it's everybody from the third world, mostly Africans, getting in under this diversity lottery. They just draw, they're just drawing them out of a hat. And so this guy, this killer, this triple killer, he's one of 38 Portuguese who gets into the country under the diversity lottery, one of 38. And he comes into the country and kills three people. I mean, what kind of standards have we got? And so Trump did the right thing. After the press conference, he says that's the end of the diversity lottery. It was passed by Congress, so of course there'll be a lawsuit. But the fact remains, he's right. Why are we letting these people into the country? And so now the Democrats are placed in a position where they have to say, wait a second, we have to let murderers into the country under the diversity lottery. Why are we stopping triple murderers from coming into the country? 508, these reporters renewed my faith in the press. Well, maybe a little. Yeah, I know. 802, I can't be the only one who's nostalgic for the days when Ivy League presidents had to resign because of plagiarism. Well, don't you think Claudine Gay is saying to herself right now, she was watching that press conference last night, say, I had to resign just because I'm a serial plagiarist and a rabid anti-Semite? I mean, at least I could lie in a semi-convincing fashion, unlike this clown, Paxson. These people are pathetic, and this is not a good look for the Ivy League or for Brown University. And you know, I don't know why was this guy so bitter? You know, I mean, I was passed over. You know, I guess I didn't get a scholarship to go to Brown because I look like I didn't belong there, like the guy in the bathroom, right? Howie, he's from around here. We can't let him in. He's a Catholic, isn't he? He's Irish. No, forget him. He's smart enough, but we're not going to let him in. He's got no money. But I didn't think to kill anybody. Peter, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Peter.
Howie Carr, good afternoon. I met you at Lundy's the other day. You called me Sergeant Pete.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for promoting my book the other day.
Hey, I got that plug. You got the plug. that was a great evening. It was a great evening. You did a great job, Howie. You were so gracious. Your wife was tremendous. I know everybody pretty much that was there. Most of us were the boots on the ground from the Karen Reed case. And everybody had nothing but great stories and accolades about how congenial you were and willing to take pictures, and just a great evening. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for coming out. We had a great time. Check out my Twitter feed. We've got a picture of one of the black hats in the trial. He was at a place in Sandwich last night, an Italian restaurant called Tomatoes, and he switched off from his usual Jameson and Ginger. He's gone back to the beer he claims he never drank. Taken off a few pounds too. Check it out at Howie Carr Show. I'm Howie Carr.